y'all to know, I will be traveling to Germany tomorrow to spend some time with my mom. And Pastor Lady Bartle will be here next Sunday and the Sunday after. And Pastor Beth Freeman is available for emergencies. So, anything else to be shared? Let's enjoy this worship together. May the Lord be present with us.
Fill us with the breath of peace.
Blessed are you.
Blessed is the Lord.
Holy One, we thank you for the gifts and grace of baptism and for making us a new creation. We join with saints and angels, giving you honor and praise, now and forever. Amen.
Can we end this song? All the world. for peace in our home, for friends and family, for life and for love, for our work and our play. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Chosen and precious in God's sight, and like living stones, let yourself be to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, for it stands in Scripture. See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. This honor, then, is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become a very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had no received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
But you order that you might proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Stephen had received the call to proclaim God's mighty acts. Stephen was one of the seven who were chosen by the apostles to be a deacon who would serve the poor. Stephen distributed food and he preached God's word during the time of the early church. Stephen declared that he could see the Son of Man standing by the right hand of God. Others heard Stephen and considered this blasphemy, saying he saw Jesus with God the Father in heaven. The people got so upset that they immediately dragged Stephen out of the city and stoned him to death. They killed him by throwing stones at him until he died from the injuries of their violence. While Stephen was experiencing this terrible suffering, he called out, "Jesus, receive my spirit." And then, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Stephen forgives those who are hurting him while they are killing him. Stephen's prayer echoes Jesus' prayer on the cross. I am amazed at his courage and strength. Stephen is certainly an amazing role model for us. Stephen was killed for sharing his faith, becoming the first martyr of the faith after Jesus had been crucified. The time of the early church that we read about in the book of Acts was two things. It was an exciting time as many came to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and the church was growing quickly. And it was also a time of struggle and hardship for the early Christians because they lived in the midst of persecution. It mentions Saul, who later became Paul. Paul, who started as a persecutor of Christians, but then met Jesus himself and became a follower and an amazing missionary. In these days, Saul persecutes Christians and has them killed. Into the midst of all of this, Peter shares his words of comfort and encouragement with the members of the early church. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you might proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Peter's words encouraged the Christians in his time, and Peter's words are encouragement for us still in our day, in the midst of challenges we face in our own lives. During the early church, Christianity and Christians were a minority. Today, we move into that direction, as most people do not attend weekly worship on a regular basis. And so we can relate to the early church and their experience. Many of us do face any number of challenges, as we may face our own health challenges, or loved ones may struggle with illness. We or our loved ones may struggle with the effects of aging and struggles at work or school. Our communities face challenges with how to support those who struggle with poverty, homelessness, and issues of dignity and equality. And as a country and a world, we too live in a time of much strife and violence and war. Jesus spoke his words to his disciples in a time that was not an easy one as well. In fact, the disciples were hiding behind locked doors because they were afraid they might get harmed and even killed, as Jesus had gotten killed. So Jesus shares words of goodbye and comfort as he is preparing his disciples for his own death. Jesus proclaimed, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Wonderful words of comfort, especially when we face times of distress and loss in our lives. May we share words of hope with others we meet this week. And may we follow in Jesus and Stephen's footsteps and be witnesses of hope. In our time, we still have witnesses of faith with us. People who do extraordinary things during difficult times. One of these witnesses is Bishop Emeritus Zephaniah Kamita from Namibia. Kamita was born in 1945 in Namibia, which was then strongly impacted by South Africa's apartheid policies. As a theological student, and then as a young pastor in the 1970s, Kamita felt called to confront the institutionalized racism in his own preaching and teaching. Because of that, he was arrested and had to endure the darkness of solitary confinement until he was liberated some time later. He then became a seminary professor and then the principal of the Lutheran Polygam Seminary in Namibia. From 2002 until 2013, Kamita served as the bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Republic of Namibia. He became an influential leader in Namibia and in the Lutheran World Federation. The Greek word martyr means witness. Kamita is a modern-day contemporary witness who proclaims the mighty acts of God, who called us out of darkness into God's marvelous light. We are surrounded by these witnesses of Stephen and Zephaniah Kamita, and others here in our own congregation and our own communities. May we be inspired to proclaim Jesus as our Lord and Savior, who still calls us out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Let us share God's words of love and forgiveness with all who need to hear a word of hope.